welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, for those of you who were listening to the show on last Monday, we had a fantastic show, and then all of a sudden, I hit a choking attack. I have no idea what happened, but I can assure you I have plenty of water and beverages here on my desk to ensure that that won't happen again. That was quite something. No matter how much I tried to clear my throat, I couldn't get any air. So I thank you, all of you, who called in, who sent tons of emails asking if I'm okay. And as you can hear, I am doing just fine. Wow, that was quite an experience. So, you know, just a lesson learned for me. I did have water, but I wasn't drinking too much, I guess, and needed to have kept my throat a little more moisturized. So that's a definitely a lesson learned. Well, hello again to everyone, and this is a great Monday afternoon. And, of course, for all of you on the East Coast, our West Coast listeners, we want to thank you for tuning in. We've been getting so many people from the Washington State area, Arizona, California. We want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. And, of course, as always, we want to bring you inspiration and motivation, tips and resources, things that you can literally put to use. We have an excellent show planned for you today, and at this time, as always, we want you to bless the life of one person this morning or this afternoon by flashing over and dialing their number and asking them to tune in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. They can simply dial 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And, of course, if you're at your computer online, you know, we definitely would love for you to go on your Facebook page and invite your friends to the show. You know, viral networking is so important, and we really appreciate everyone who's sending out emails and letting people know on Twitter and other places about the Successful Woman Radio Show. It truly is a blessing, and we want to continue to bring you nothing but good, positive things. And that's one of the things I'm so excited about. I had someone who asked me if I wanted to talk about a subject that I felt was really negative on the show, and I basically explained to her that what we try to do on the Successful Woman Radio Show is we try our very, very best to make sure that you are going to dial into a radio show where you're going to hear positive words, positive input into your subconscious mind, where you're going to get motivated and encouraged and inspired to move forward with whatever your dreams and your goals are. So, again, we want to thank everyone who continuously passes on this positive inspiration about the show and blessing other people to listen as well. Now, we have a very special guest that is coming on the show a little bit later, Peggy Parks, who is an image expert. As all of you know, we have been talking about creating a wealthy mindset. And it is so important not only what you put in your mind, but what you think about yourself and how you present yourself to others. So we're going to have a great conversation with Peggy a little bit later on about, is image all that important to your success? Is it really, really that important? And, you know, I've been hearing a lot of cockiness lately from a lot of people that say, well, you know, people will just have to accept me for who I am, the way I wear my hair, the colors I choose to wear, what I put on. It shouldn't matter. And, you know, in the perfect world, maybe it shouldn't, but it does, I do believe. But we're going to hear what Peggy has to say about that. Of course, I'm going to let you know about our teleclass that's getting ready to come up in October. And for those of you who have been participating in the book club, thank you so much. Of course, we are reading The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber, and I am just elated with this book. I love it. No matter how many times I have read over and over it, I find myself having to go back time and time again to get refocused. This is a really good time of the year to be reading The E-Myth as well, because, as you know, this is October coming up. We are falling right into the holiday season. Again, I want to strongly encourage everyone who is on the call that if you have a business, if there's a dream or goal that your deadline for accomplishing this dream or goal is this year, or you're trying to see some results for 2011 and you know you need to plan, there is no better time right now to fall into strategic planning. You've got to get yourself motivated and inspired to start working on what you would like to experience and see happening for yourself for 2011. So we're going to talk a little bit later also about working on your business and not in it. And I just want to share with you a small excerpt that author Michael Gerber talks about in why it's important for you to understand that your business is separate from your life. A lot of people seem to think that it should be merged in, but that's not true. And I have something very special for everybody on the show today. I ran across something that was absolutely phenomenal online, and I thought that I would share it with you, and nothing more appropriate than to share 10 ways to get rich, Warren Buffett's secrets that can work for you. And as you know, Warren Buffett is an entrepreneur. He is a philanthropist. He is a man that cares about community. And with an estimated fortune of $62 billion and the richest man in the world, I do believe that we can learn a lot from Warren Buffett. So you'll be hearing 10 ways to get rich a little bit later on, and I'll be briefly going over these, and I'm very, very excited to have been given this this particular secret that I feel that we all need to hear as far as what billionaire Warren Buffett is saying. I want to talk to you now and go right ahead and go into what our next teleclass is going to be, and I hope everybody has their pen and notepad handy. You know, we get so many calls and emails about this teleclass, no matter how many times we give it. So it's coming back around again, Social Networking 101, okay? Social Networking 101 will be coming on the 6th of October. This is our Lunch and Learn teleclass that we hold on Wednesdays every month. And this is a teleclass I think everybody needs to understand and learn. If you have not attended this particular teleclass, it's one that you'll want to. You're going to learn about the power of the Internet, what social networking is doing right now, why it's so important to learn Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and some of the other things that are more compatible for business owners. You're going to need to understand the importance of creating yourself a serious follow-up system with your social networking and what happens when your social networking is doing so well that it seems to like take up a lot of your time and you're really trying to juggle. You're going to learn all of those things. So I encourage you to go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on events in the top right menu bar, and there you'll be able to register for Social Networking 101. Again, that is coming up on October the 6th at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And of course, as you know, we will be wrapping up our featured book club, and one of the things that we will be doing, and you'll be hearing about it a little bit later on, is you're going to learn how to strategize and how to plan for 2011. You will have the opportunity to take advantage of this particular workshop. This is going to be a live workshop here in Atlanta. Stay tuned for more information. It will be coming up. Usually we have it the first week of November. So regardless of whether you're out of town or not, we want you to try and make it down for our strategic planning workshop that we do every year here in Atlanta. And anybody that has taken that class can literally share with you online and on the social network at Women About Biz how important it is to truly plan your strategy. And one of the things that I know a lot of women have a tendency to get caught up in the holiday season, and as a result, they forget about a lot of the things that they need to plan for 2011. And, you know, January is just around the corner, and when it comes quickly, and we don't have a lot of time to gather And, you know, just get all of the things that we need to get together, such as our marketing materials and updating our website and whether or not we need to have new logos created or whether we need to have copy created for our brochures. Those kinds of things have to be done now, and they have to be planned now. If you have any products that you need to discontinue and add new products for the new year, all of those things have to take place. So I just want to, again, encourage all of you who are listening on the call to really get that word in your mind, strategy. You have to have a strategy coming up for 2011. And this is such a beautiful time of the year, and we're getting ready to fall right into the holiday season, and it is my desire to help all business women to really understand the importance of pre-planning for the following year. For those of you who were on the call last week and you won your copies of the e-myth, don't worry. Rest assured you'll be getting your copies. I do believe they're back ordered, but as soon as they come in, we will be getting those books out to our winners. And again, we want to thank everybody for continually participating. And for those of you who want a one-hour consultation, we have already started scheduling those. So if you've been left a message, make sure you return a call to my assistant so we can allow you to be blessed by ideas and tips for your business. You know, one of the things, again, that I mentioned to you is that everybody should have their copy of The E-Myth Revisited by author and entrepreneur Michael Gerber. Something he talks about on what type of mindset we should have on our business, and I want to quickly share that with you. You know, he says in his book in Chapter 9, he says, it is critical that you understand the point I'm about to make. For if you do, neither your business nor your life will ever be the same. And I think I've shared this again, but it's important to listen to this. He says the point is your business is not your life. Your business and your life are two totally separate things. At its best, your business is something apart from you rather than a part of you with its own set of rules and its own purposes. It's an organism, you might say, that will live or die according to how well it performs its sole function, to find and keep customers. Once you recognize that the purpose of your life is not to serve your business, but that the primary purpose of your business is to serve your life, you can then go to work on your business rather than in it, with a full understanding of why it is absolutely necessary for you to do so. You know, some of the things that are just so important to me and that I have learned the hard way is to have balance in my business, is to make sure that I am not so wrapped up in my business that I have allowed it to enslave me and I'm no longer enjoying some of the things that I would like to enjoy in my life. So I want to encourage everyone, and it's really important that everyone realize that your business is there to service you. And this is why I say it's so important to have a business vision, because without a business vision, it is going to be very, very difficult, and I'm very serious about it, very difficult for you to have clarity in your business. You need to understand that if you know what you would like to experience in your personal life and how your business can financially support that, you're going to have better clarity. And, of course, in the E-Myth Revisited, Michael Gerber uses the story of Sarah, who has inherited a bakery from her family, and she's good at what she does, and she has such passion and cares for this bakery. However, it's taking over her life. And through Sarah, you begin to learn how to be the type of entrepreneur that we all should be. He also gives you some great information about how to run your business like a franchise. Now, I have been practicing a lot of the techniques and principles in the E-Myth. I have been doing that now for probably about 15 years. And one of the things that I can tell you is that it works. I know that it works. And that's why a lot of the times when something isn't working in my business and I'm working on a lot of techniques and different things that I need to change strategy-wise in my business, I will go ahead and go back to the E-Myth, and I actually will go back and look at all of the highlighted areas that I've made in the book so that I can remind myself of the importance of creating a system. If you remember, if you are looking to have a wealthy mindset, a wealthy individual processes things by systems. That means that for whatever you want to do, for however you would like to achieve your success in life, for whatever type of wealth you want, every project, every business idea, every concept, you must learn and learn quickly to have a system. Well, it's 12:15 in the hour, and again, I just read some incredible writing from the E-Myth Revisited by author and entrepreneur Michael Gerber. And again, he says it is so important for you to understand that your business is not your life, but that your business should have been created so that it can serve you, which is very, very important. And so, again, if you are interested in reading the E-Myth, I would encourage you to go on the Women About Biz bookstore and take a look. The book, I do believe, is still on sale for only $12.95. And, of course, you can order it right from the Women About Biz website. Well, I want to go ahead and at this time, it's about 12:16, and I know that our guest caller, Peggy, is probably on the line, and we're going to get ready to introduce her. I want to set the pace for this, and I'm very, very excited to be talking about this today. In keeping with our theme, creating a wealthy mindset, you know, one of the things that we have to really be mindful of is how we appear to other people. It is so very, very important. And a lot of times when we start a business, you know, we see someone about a business plan. We see someone about a marketing plan. We see an accountant. We see a tax expert. But we don't necessarily think to see an image consultant, someone that can help us with the outer appearance of how we look and how we want people to perceive us, because we want to be successful women and we want people to perceive us extremely carefully. I'll never forget it when I was talking to a hairstylist, and this has been maybe about 10 years ago. I was talking to a hairstylist, and she was so excited about wanting to offer me a coupon to come to her salon. And as she was talking to me, I couldn't help but notice that her hair was very unkempt, okay? And the first thing I thought about is that, well, she must be so busy she's not able to fix her hair. But then I thought about it a little more, and I said, well, maybe that's not the case at all. But her hair was very unkempt. It did not look well-groomed. It didn't look healthy, and it didn't look as though she knew a lot about fixing hair. And so it did not encourage me to utilize that coupon. And I'm sure a lot of you have gone through similar things. And so we are going to talk about today the importance of image. And as I said before, I've been listening to and hearing a lot of cockiness in business women lately, especially those women 35 and below, with saying people need to accept me for who I am, and, you know, just hearing the type of comments, very sarcastic or cocky comments. And, you know, we can't have that in our mindset. Our goal is to project a professional and wealthy and successful appearance at all times. So today we have on the call Peggy, and I am so excited. And what I want to do is go ahead and just read to you a little bit about Peggy, and then Peggy will come on the call. Peggy Parks is an international image and etiquette consultant and the founder of the Parks Image Group in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, the core of her firm's services are custom corporate workshops on professional business attire and etiquette. She also does private one-on-one consulting that features a personal and individually crafted image plan, and she does wardrobe planning and selection. Peggy is a graduate of the internationally renowned London Image Institute and has earned recognition as a certified image professional, one of the top advanced certifications in the image industry. She also serves on the advisory board of the Atlanta Women in Business. Fluent in three languages, Peggy has lived and worked on three continents. Her expert sense of style and ability to help her clients achieve professional success wherever they do business have been featured in several publications, including Women's Wear Daily, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and the Daily Report. Now, Peggy is also a published author and has co-authored Executive Image Power. She is also a contributing co-author of her newest book, Opportunity Meets Motivation, Lessons from Four Women Who Built Passion into Their Careers and Lives. Now, this book was recently published in August, so we're going to be excited to learn a little bit more about that from Peggy. And, of course, Peggy is the 2008 recipient of the Results Count Award from the Atlanta Women in Business and has received the 2010 Civility Star Award from the International Association of Image Consultants. So, again, Peggy is extremely experienced in image consulting and what is important about how people perceive you. At this time, I want to find out if Peggy is on the line. Peggy, are you there?
Yes, Trina. Hello, how are you?
I am fine, and I am just so excited that you're on the call. Peggy, I think we first met each other at a fashion event that you put on with Posh for the Influential Woman of Atlanta.
Yes, that was our first time.
Exactly, and I remember how well put together the fashions were, and of course, you were also did a great job with being the host of the fashion show and explaining everything. So, Peggy, today I really, you know, I've told you that our theme for this month is creating a wealthy mindset, and not so much about the dollar signs, but about the how we want people to perceive us, what we should be thinking when we desire to have wealth in our lives. And one important part, Peggy, that I talked to you about was appearance, image. And as I shared with you, you know, there's a lot of cockiness out there and a lot of oddballs when it comes to fashion these days. But I know that fashion and appearance and what you wear, your colors, I know that all of that is still important. So, Peggy, I want to first start off with just educating our audience on what exactly is an image consultant.
Well, Trina, an image consultant is a person who advises others on their visual appearance, their verbal and nonverbal communication, as well as etiquette and mindfulness and civility. My company, my business is based on the flight or fight syndrome. As you know, it takes from 3 to 10 seconds for someone to judge you when they first meet you. Is that fair? No. It goes back to the flight or fight syndrome where people would meet and determine within just a few seconds whether they wanted to do business with you, whether you were an enemy, whether they wanted to speak to you. And this remains, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years later. We still judge people within the first 3 seconds of meeting them, and we assume we know everything about them, and that's not fair. But what is great is that we all have the power within us to change the perception other people have about us. So an image consultant will help you look better, therefore feel better, and therefore be able to surmount those roadblocks that prevent you from moving up in the world as fast as you should.
Exactly, and thank you for clearing that up. Peggy, you know, so I know that you believe that image has a lot to do with a person's success. As a matter of fact, some people may not even be, you know, an expert in their field, but based on how they look, it can give a person the impression that they are an expert. Is that not correct?
That's right. One of my taglines is you never have a second chance to make a great first impression. There's a saying where, you know, it takes 1 second to make a good impression, a bad impression, and it takes a lifetime to change that. So it's about being hypocritical. It's not about being fake. It's about bringing the inside to the outside so people will determine right away who you are and will treat you with respect.
So what do you think are some of the, or could you suggest some of the first things that a woman should think about when she's, you know, she's started her business and she's ready to take herself to the next successful level, but she's never really looked at her image or what she's really wearing. She might think, well, this is just fine, but what are some of the things that she needs to consider?
Well, first of all, you need to dress appropriately. And I have noticed that the younger generations do not, because either they were not taught. When you think about it, Gen-wise do not know how to dress because they probably never saw their parents wearing a suit when they went to work because business casual started in the late 80s. Secondly, it's all about consistency. You may look like $1 million between 9 and 5, but if someone runs into you at the grocery store on Saturday afternoon and you look terrible, you look like you just rolled out of bed, you're being inconsistent. And that person will wonder, well, is she the businesswoman she looks like during the week, or is she a slob the way she looks at the grocery store? It's about consistency, and it's about dressing appropriately for the workplace.
Exactly. And you do believe also that even when we're not doing business or working, that we still should be careful about how we are looking in a casual setting?
Absolutely. It's about consistency. You never know who you're going to run into when you walk out the door. You want to be consistent in all phases of your life. You want to be consistent with your environment. You want to be consistent with your personal brand. It's all part of your personal brand. If someone sees you in three different settings, three different times, and if that person gets a positive perception of you, they will assume you are successful, you have high levels good priorities in your life, that you have lots of accomplishments, and you're basically a great person to do business with.
And I know that to be true because I've had someone say to me before, you look successful. That's why I retained your services. And I thought that was very interesting that they really hadn't taken a look at the brochure or my qualifications as much as how I presented myself and what I had on. But I did know that that was important. Now, are colors important, Peggy, as women begin to take a look at their fashion and what they're trying to wear? Are colors important?
Yes, actually, Trina. One of the first things I do when I work with an individual is do her colors. Most people have a good feel for what colors to wear, but some people don't. If you wear the wrong color, you will not look as healthy, as young, and as successful as if you don't. For example, I have warm undertones. I do not look good in black. When I wear black, I look older, I look unhealthy. You need to know what your best colors are, and you also need to know what the best styles are for your body type.
Oh, wow. So an image consultant really can, and you may have heard I was saying at the beginning of the intro of you coming on that, you know, as businesswomen, we tend to know that we need to look for someone to help us with a business plan or with our marketing plan, but it's rare women would think that I need to talk with an image consultant. But an image consultant can really change your life and help you to be more successful. You want to talk about that a little bit and why it's so important to consider having an image consultant and that it's just as important as having someone to help you on the business as well?
Well, as an image consultant, I can help you set your personal brand. We all need, in this time and age, everyone needs to have their own brand. The big companies from Nike to Coca-Cola to Nordstrom have a brand. We as business owners need to also have a brand. Dressing well, looking successful, and treating people the way we want to be treated are the most important things that I teach.
Definitely. Now, I know that you are also an etiquette expert. And, Peggy, can you share some things that you're noticing businesswomen are doing that are not necessarily the etiquette protocol?
Well, one of the reasons why, I don't know if you've noticed how rude the world has become, but it seems that we are all of a sudden this world is totally uncivilized. I have a new passion, which is all about civility, and I believe it's because of the way we communicate. Our cell phones, our emails, we feel that we are anonymous. We blog, we feel that no one, people blog and will say just about anything about anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling, well, that's okay. I have the right to say what I want to say. Well, you don't. I mean, you have to be mindful of other people. And one of my pet peeves is cell phones. Do not use your cell phone in public. Do not conduct business in public. Or if you are having lunch with a client, do not put your BlackBerry on the table. Make sure that you always make the person you are with feel like they are the most important person in your life at the time.
Oh, that's a good one. And you know what? I'm guilty. I'm a little guilty of that. I do recall having put my cell phone on the table. And you're correct, and I do recall the person actually looking down at the phone as I was putting it, so I can only think what they may have been thinking. So thank you. That is a very good one. And Peggy, do you teach etiquette classes in the Atlanta area?
Yes, I do. I teach business etiquette. I teach social etiquette, and I also teach dining etiquette.
Okay, wonderful. And do you ever do teleclasses for our national listeners as well?
Yes, right. I will be rolling out my new webinars early 2011, and they will be on just, I think I have about five or six different subjects right now. So we'll be starting in January.
Okay, wonderful. Now, I'm excited to hear a little bit about your most recent book, Opportunity Meets Motivation, and could you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. Well, first of all, it took over 2 years to get this book published. We wanted it to be just perfect. Four Atlanta businesswomen got together. We are all members of Atlanta Women in Business, a women's organization that's been in Atlanta for almost 20 years, we had the opportunity to sign up and write a book. Four of us who have very, very different backgrounds, what we do have in common is that we are business owners and are very successful at it. This book is about our stories. So the first part of the book is our story. How did I get from here to there? And the second part contains 100 how-to pages that can help achieve success in your business. This book is mainly for women who are thinking or have wanted to start their own business. And it's a how-to guide, and it's not all positive. It tells our readers what we went through to get where we are. It's probably, from what I hear, our readers feel it's very inspirational because we tell it the way it is. Starting your own business is not for everyone. But you've got to stick to it. You have to have passion. As far as I'm concerned, if you don't have passion for what you want to do, you will not be successful.
Exactly. And for those of you that are listening, we will be featuring Peggy's book, Opportunity Meets Motivation. We will be featuring that on the Women About Biz website, so you'll be able to go there later today and get a link and learn how you can purchase the book. And we're very, very excited to have Peggy on the call because she is an expert in image and image consulting and etiquette. And so at this time, we want to go ahead and open up the call if anyone has any questions for Peggy regarding image, what does she think about fashion today, or if anybody has any questions, please go ahead and press star one on your phone keypad, and we will be able to open up for questions. And, of course, as you know, we do have some prizes today for our first five callers who press star one on their phone keypad and ask questions to Peggy. And again, for those of you who have just dialed in, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio, and this is Trina Newby, your host and success coach. And I am talking to Peggy Parks, who is the founder of the Parks Image Group in Atlanta. And Peggy is an image expert, and she's also an expert in etiquette as well. And it's exciting to have her here on the show today. It looks like, Peggy, we do have a few callers and people who are asking questions. And so at this time, I'm going to ask the producer, Andrea, if she will be prepared to go ahead. It looks like phone number 9418, the person whose phone number is 9418. Caller, are you on the line?
This is Sheena Wallace. How you doing, Trina?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, Sheena, and thank you for dialing into the show today.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I did. It's very informative. I'm excited about the show today. I don't need to call in that much, but I do want to ask the question. I'll get right to it.
I am a
cosmetic consultant. I have a kiosk at Discover Mills Mall, Flory Roberts, well, Color Me Beautiful Skincare and Cosmetics. And
uh-huh.
I'm always, you know, concerned about my image and the way I'm dressing. And I did start off, we all just wearing black. And I'm like her myself. I have warm tone colors. So black doesn't always compliment me. And I am in my 50s, so I like to stay, you know, looking like not so much. The 50s is the 40s now, you know. So I want to stay up to date. So is there any kind of tips that she can give me?
Okay, Peggy, did you hear that?
Yes, of course, Sheena. Hi. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
I would, my black is chocolate brown. I noticed, do you have anything chocolate brown? Or another good color for us who have warm undertones is charcoal gray or probably burgundies, berry colors. But chocolate brown is probably the most flattering color as far as the basic color. And when I talk about color, it's any color you wear from the waist up. You can wear black pants and black skirts anytime, but
mm-hmm.
what we talk about is color close to your face. If
mm-hmm.
you wear the wrong color, you'll look older, you won't look as healthy, and you won't look as youthful. So
okay.
chocolate brown would probably be your black, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wear
okay.
chocolate brown? Do you wear colors other than black?
I do. I do. I've kind of come away from it. I do my black slacks, and I do my chocolate browns. I like pretty red, orange, you know. I do colors like that also.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm
coral,
kind of versatile.
Orange.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, Sheena, hopefully that will help you out and maybe think about using another color from the waist up other than black.
Okay.
Okay, wonderful. And, Sheena, you have just won your copy of The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber.
Okay, great.
Okay,
so
thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
How do I get?
Okay, for those of you that win a prize, our assistant here at Women About Biz will give you a call. We can see your phone number, and she'll give you a call and get your mailing address to get your prize to you. Okay, our next caller, Peggy, if it's okay with you, we're going to take one more caller. Let's see here, last 4541. Caller, are you on the line?
Yes, I am on the line, Ms. Maybe. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Your name and the city you're calling from?
My name is Angela Hill, and I'm calling from Alexandria, Virginia.
Wonderful. Hi, Angela. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing great. My question is in reference to dressing your image so that you look professional but savvy. And when most of your money from your home business is going into your business and, of course, your kids, how do you stay within a reasonable budget without, you know, looking cheap? Like, you're, of course, the place that I would love to shop, I can't always shop there. So I just wanted to know from her, how can you you know, dress savvy and professional, and still not break the bank, I should say.
Well, Angela, what I would do, first of all, you are better off with having less clothes and better quality. Of course, I never pay full price for anything. You want to make sure you shop the sale racks first, and do not buy something because it's on sale. What you need to do before you hit the mall is look into your closet and see what you really need. Do you have a basic suit? Do you have a nice jacket? Do you have a couple of skirts and pants in neutral colors? If you don't, make your list and go to the mall. If you don't find those items that day, go back another time. You are better off having less clothes and better quality. Another thing that is very important is fit. Always buy clothes in the size that fits the biggest part of your body. For example, if you have bigger hips, buy a skirt that goes around your hips and then have a seamstress take in the waist to make that skirt look great on you. You do not have to shop in very expensive stores. You can wait for sales. You can, Stein Mart is a great place to shop. I would also say places like Nordstrom Rack or any kind of outlet mall. They have good quality clothes, which are about half the price than you would pay in a regular department store.
Okay, thank you so much. That was great.
Wonderful. And Angela, if you haven't won a copy of the E-Myth yet, you are the lucky winner of the E-Myth Revisited.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Ms. Moody.
Okay, take care. Wonderful. And, of course, it is 12:41, and we're talking with image and etiquette expert Peggy Parks of the Parks Image Group. And, Peggy, we're so happy to have you on the show today. And, again, thank you so much for answering those questions of individuals. And I do believe that we may have a few more callers, so we're going to just take, if it's okay with you, Peggy, we're going to take one more call.
Of course, Trina. Go ahead.
Caller who is whose last four numbers are 8147. Caller whose last four numbers are 8147. Caller, are you on the line? Caller, are you there? Okay. Perhaps that caller got disconnected or is on mute and didn't answer at the time. So, Peggy, we're going to go ahead and just wrap it up a little bit, but I love some of the things that you talked about. And, of course, we never have enough time on the show, so we definitely want to have you back if you are willing to come back. But some of the things that you said that I absolutely just took hold of was that in 3 to 10 seconds, someone will meet you and judge you right then and there in those 3 to 10 seconds, and that we do have to pay attention to how we are addressing, and we do have to learn how to dress appropriately. And, you know, Peggy, I think you will agree with me. It's just because we're women doesn't mean that we know how to dress.
You're right, and just because we're women doesn't mean we know how to shop or even like how to shopping.
Exactly. Now, before we end this call, I know that you won an award this year, and I want you to just share a little bit about that award, and I just want to say congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you very much. I won the Civility Star Award from the Association of Image Consultants International. As I said earlier, I am very passionate about civility because I realize more and more it's lacking in our society. I am asking the City of Atlanta to proclaim May 2011 as Civility Month. I will also ask four other cities in the Atlanta area to proclaim May 2011 as Civility Month, and we will be giving out Civility Star Awards to certain companies and certain individuals within those companies who have shown civility, who have shown mindfulness on the way they treat other people, their employees, their bosses, their subordinates, and just about anyone in their lives.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, Peggy, you make sure you keep us posted on that. We definitely want to let our listeners and our members at Women About Biz know more about that. And, Peggy, how can individuals get in contact with you?
Well, my website is theparksimagegroup.com, theparksimagegroup.com. My telephone number is 404-266-3858. If you want to subscribe to my newsletter, you may do so on my website. And I also have a weekly blog if you want to subscribe to that.
Wonderful. And are you on Facebook, Peggy?
Yeah, I am on LinkedIn.
Wonderful.
I am on Facebook, but it's not business. I will have a Facebook Parks Image Group account within the next few days.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we'll look forward to that. And for those of you that are listening, I'm talking with Peggy Parks, who is an image and etiquette expert. And you can go to womenaboutbiz.com also on our successful woman radio page, and we will have information there about Peggy, and you'll be able to also listen to a rebroadcast of this show as well. Well, Peggy, I always want to ask every one that we interview on the Successful Woman Radio Show, what is success to you?
Well, I do not measure success with dollar signs. I did when I was in corporate America, but now that I'm a business owner, to me, success is personal development. I always say I'm a late bloomer, but thank God I bloomed. I was in my early 50s when I was laid off for the fifth time, and that's when I decided to do something else and realized I had a gift to help other people feel better about themselves, overcome roadblocks that may prevent them from achieving success, and reach your goals more quickly. So to me, success is being able to help others and give back. Yes, I am successful money-wise, but that's not important. Well, it is important to pay the bills, but I love helping others feel better about themselves because I spent most of my life having no self-esteem and no self-confidence, and I've overcome that, and I feel I'm the expert in helping other people do the same.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Peggy, we at Women About Biz and the Successful Woman Radio Show want to thank you for blessing us today. And again, you guys, we have just interviewed Peggy Parks, who is an entrepreneur, an author, and also an image and etiquette expert. And Peggy's new book, which I'm excited about reading myself, I am going to put information about it up as soon as I possibly can on the website today. And she also gave you her website, which was, again, PeggyTheParksGroup.com.
TheParksImageGroup.com.
The Parks, P-A-R-K-S, ImageGroup.com. And so, Peggy, thank you so much for being on the show today. And we wish you so much continued success. And for those of you who are interested in having Peggy perhaps do an etiquette workshop or have her speak for your group, or if you'd like to attend some of her workshops, you can reach Peggy at 404-266-3858. Peggy, have a blessed and productive week.
Thank you, Trina. Thank you for having me on the show. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, thank you. And, of course, it is 12:47 here in Atlanta. And, of course, it's 9:47 on the West Coast. And, again, we have so many West Coast listeners, and I want to thank everybody from the West Coast for supporting the Successful Woman Radio Show and all of you who are here on the East Coast as well. Well, I want to go ahead quickly and get to 10 ways to get rich, Warren Buffett's secrets that you can, you know, that can work for you. And again, let me just quickly tell you a little bit about Warren Buffett. He has an estimated fortune of $62 billion. He is considered the richest man in the entire world. You see, in 1962, Mr. Buffett began buying stock in a company called Berkshire Hathaway. A share at that time was $7.50. Today, at 78 years old, Berkshire's chairman and CEO and one share of the company's Class A stock is now worth, are you ready for this, $119,000 per share. He credits his astonishing success to several key strategies, which he has shared with writer Alice Schroeder. And I wanted to share with you 10 ways that he feels that we need to pay attention to in getting rich. Here's number one. I hope you guys have your notepad and your pens. Number one, reinvest your profits. When you first make money, you may be tempted to spend it. Don't. Instead, reinvest the profits. Mr. Buffett learned this early on. In high school, he and a pal bought a pinball machine to pawn in a barber shop. With the money they earned, they bought more machines until they had 8 in different shops. When the friends sold the venture, Warren Buffett used the proceeds to buy stocks and start another small business. By the age of 26, he amassed $174,000 or $1.4 million in today's money. Even a small sum can turn into great wealth. So number one, reinvest your profits. Number two, be willing to be different. Don't base your decisions upon what everyone is saying or doing. When Warren Buffett began managing money in 1956 with $100,000 cobbled together from a handful of investors, he was dubbed an oddball. He worked in Omaha, not Wall Street, and he refused to tell his parents where he was putting their money. People predicted that he'd fail, but when he closed his partnership 14 years later, it was worth more than $100 million. So instead of following the crowd, he looked for undervalued investments and ended up vastly beating the market. Number three, this is interesting, never suck your thumb. Gather in advice any information you need to make a decision and ask a friend or relative to make sure that you stick to the deadline. Warren Buffett prides himself on swiftly making up his mind and acting on it. He calls any unnecessary sitting and thinking thumb-sucking. When people offer him a business or an investment, he says, "I won't talk unless they bring me a price." He gives them an answer on the spot. Number four, spell out the deal before you start. Your bargaining leverage is always greatest before you begin a job. That's when you have something to offer that the other party wants. Warren Buffett learned this lesson the hard way as a kid. When his grandfather Ernest hired him and a friend to dig out the family grocery store after a blizzard, the boys spent 5 hours shoveling until they could barely straighten their frozen hands. After it, his grandfather gave the pair less than 90 cents to split. He was horrified that he performed such back-breaking work only to earn pennies an hour. So spell out the deal before you start. Number five, watch small expenses. Warren Buffett invests in businesses run by managers who obsess over the tiniest costs. He once acquired a company whose owner counted the sheets and rolls of 500-sheet toilet paper to see if he was being cheated. And guess what? He was. He also admired a friend who painted only on the side of his office building that faced the road, exercising diligence over every expense. Now, of course, Mr. Buffett sounds like he is an extremist. However, he's given us sound principles that we need to pay attention to. If you remember, I shared a while back that you have to pay attention to all of these office supplies. And women, we are really known for purchasing a lot of office supplies and things that we don't need, not only office supplies. Number six, limit what you borrow. You guys need to really listen at this. Living on credit cards and loans won't make you rich. Warren Buffett has never borrowed a significant amount, not to invest, not for a mortgage. He has gotten many heart-rending letters from people who thought their borrowing was manageable but became overwhelmed by debt. His advice, negotiate with creditors to pay what you can. Then, when you're debt-free, work on saving money that you can use to invest. So it sounds like the common denominator here is it's important until you reach a level of wealth that you are comfortable with, you need to always be reinvesting your funds instead of spending them. Number seven, be persistent. With tenacity and ingenuity, you can win against a more established competitor. Number eight, know when to quit. Once when Warren Buffett was a teen, he went to the racetrack. He bet on a race and lost. To recoup his funds, he bet on another race. You see, he lost again, leaving him with close to nothing. He felt sick. He had squandered nearly a week's earnings. You know what? He says he never repeated that mistake again. Know when to walk away from a loss, and don't let anxiety fool you into trying again. Number nine, assess the risk. 1995, the employer of Warren Buffett's son, Howie, was accused by the FBI of price fixing. Warren Buffett advised Howie to imagine the worst and best case scenarios if he stayed with the company. His son quickly realized that the risk of staying far outweighed any potential gains, and he quit the next day. Asking yourself, "And then what?" can help you to see all of the possible consequences. And number 10, know what success really means. Despite his wealth, Warren Buffett does not measure success by dollars. In 2006, he pledged to give away almost his entire fortune to charities. Isn't that incredible? And again, I just read to you the 10 ways to get rich from Warren Buffett. If you want to get a copy of that, I will be putting a link to 10 ways to get rich Warren Buffett secrets that you can work with. I'll be putting a link to that today on the Women About Biz website. Just click on blogs and you'll be able to see it right there on the blog page. At this time, I just want to thank everybody for being on the show. I want to encourage you to visit the womenaboutbiz.com website frequently. And if you have not signed up as a member on Women About Biz, I want you to consider becoming a gold member. We're having even more wonderful benefits. You can go to the Women About Biz website and click on membership and learn all about it. And, of course, as always, we want to continue to bring you excellent tips and resources that you will be able to put to use. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and end the show with saying to you, don't forget that your business is not about your life. It is your business is supposed to support everything that you want to experience in life. So don't enslave yourself with your business. Instead, balance yourself and make sure that your business is serving you. After all, you were its creator. It was not your creator. Don't forget that money does not make you. You are the one that makes money. You're the one that brings money about. So you see, having a wealthy mindset is so important because it's almost impossible to have and hold on to financial wealth when you're not yet wealthy in your mind. So you must first become wealthy in your mind by eliminating habits that are not helping you to accomplish your goals and your resources. You need to abandon anything, and that means to literally leave alone, have a complete paradigm shift, completely leave it where it's at. Don't even touch it. Move away from it if it is not enhancing your life, if it is not adding value to your life. So I want to thank all of you who participated all of this month during our theme, Creating a Wealthy Mindset, and I want to encourage you to continue to listen to the show. If you're on Facebook, please share the Successful Woman Radio Show with those of you who are your friends on Facebook, and, of course, tune into the Women About Biz website. That's womenaboutbiz, B-I-Z as in zebra.com, for upcoming information on our strategic planning workshop. I highly encourage you guys to attend this here in the Atlanta area because every businesswoman, every woman who wants to be in business, every woman who wants to accomplish her goals and dreams and make things truly happen in 2011 needs to start planning her strategy. She needs to understand the importance of creating a system for everything that she does. So without further ado, again, I want to say to you guys, have a prosperous and a wealthy-minded week. Here's to another successful day. Bye-bye, everybody.